Absolutely. I was on the ground and I saw firsthand the serious damage that the water had caused to the homes. And many of the homes for the fourth time, particularly in the Ballycolman and Pierce Gardens area of Strabane, my heart goes out to all those homes that have been flooded and indeed the businesses right across Strabane town and across the district. Those residents that had been affected were just dealing with the previous aftermath of flooding. Some of them had had their, you know, had to get new kitchens and doors and skirting boards, and that had just been completed whenever this flood took place. Obviously, the intensity of the rain was such that the volume of water, quickly overwhelmed the drainage systems and sewage systems, and that caused the extensive flooding into their homes in the Ballycolman and across the town. I have to commend all those people who rallied around and helped, from the very young to the very old, neighbours, the search and rescue teams and the Three Rivers Search and Rescue, the fire service, to the many neighbours and all the emergency services that came out to deal with the aftermath after the flooding. Yes, absolutely. Practical steps need to be taken now. There is a programme and a scheme DFI are bringing forward to help alleviate this problem. It couldn't come quick enough for the residents of the Ballycolman. Urgent action is needed now. We can't wait around to cut tape and bureaucracy around these issues. These people that have been affected this time, as I said, it's their fourth time, and they're at their wit's end. I witnessed a very elderly lady whose home was flooded, who's lying in a hospital bed in her living room, and her family are desperate. This is the fourth time this has happened. You know, the row in the Ballycolman that was affected has it's a row where people, it's been their home for a very, very long time. And for this to happen again in such a short space of time, you know, it's devastating. They're losing all morals in terms of, you know, confidence in the system and in those responsible and tasked to help sort this problem out.
And indeed, many of those impacted, as you mentioned, in the Ballycolman estate area, they were just getting back on their feet after being flooded before, and the works that are due to be carried out, they simply can't wait any longer.
Absolutely. The number of families in the estate that were badly flooded, this is ongoing for quite a number of years. The statutory bodies responsible to alleviate the flooding and to protect their homes, you know, they are working locally on the ground in terms with council to come to a solution. Now, there is a solution has been found, as I said, but, you know, the risk needs, it's greater. We need to ensure that these houses are no longer flooded again and that the water is diverted away from these homes when this happens. So that needs to be actioned. We can't wait around, as I say, for bureaucracy or any kind of technicality that we are waiting on. So it needs to come forward in those tasks with alleviating the flood water from the Ballycolman and diverting it elsewhere. This work needs to happen as soon as possible to protect these homes from any further flooding.